You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Solisha Thomas, and today my heart is a flutter because we've got my dear friend. She was in the original Broadway cast of Motown. She hopped on over to Beautiful on Broadway. I met her when we were mounting the first national tour of Beautiful, and she's recently been seen in Hamilton with her hubby. We've got Rebecca Covington Weber. And the crowd goes wild. Hi.
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 I'm so proud of you. This is so cool.
I'm just like, it's so nice to see you because first of all, I haven't seen you in 25 years. Also, like,
so you haven't seen me since birth.
Shut up. You look so beautiful. And I'm just like, you're giving me this three finger smile. Like,
the toothiest zoom of 2020. Yes.
The toothiest. Rebecca, I'm just like, I have always been in awe of you. I've always looked up to you literally since the day I've met you. And
so sweet.
I had no idea when I first met you that you would be in my life, like that you would mean so much to me. So I met you when we were in rehearsals for the first national tour of Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And my first impression of you, I was like, oh my gosh, her voice is butter. Oh my gosh. What a great weave. Where did she put those tracks? Literally, I studied you. I will say the first week, but really it was like the first month. I was like, where are the tracks at? I'm over here looking, trying not to be rude, but like, I'm like, I need to go to her person because that looks like the most natural weave I have ever seen.
Well, my person is God, okay?
Cut to, that ain't no weave. What in the world? Like, literally, you were born this way.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so your hair is pretty straight.
Yeah, it's pretty straight. I do straighten it, but it doesn't really curl. It has, like, a wave. It's like a frizzy wave. So when I do wear it, like, in its most natural state of, like, you know, wash and leave the house with my hair wet, it will wave, but it'll only last for like a day.
Okay. So my question is this. You are the only Black girl I have ever met in my whole life that is the case. A wave, folks. A wave. Yeah. Like,
it's not even a pretty royal wave.
It's gorgeous. It's stunning. It looks like it costs a lot of money. And it's literally how it grows out of your head. I need you to break that down for me. How?
I mean, I wish I had like some sort of breakdown. My grandmother had like very thin, my grandmother, my mom's side, had very like thin, straight hair. My mom has very thick straight hair and my dad has really curly hair. Both of my brothers have very tight curly hair and somehow I did not get it. And I have never chemically treated my hair in terms of like a perm. I've put color on my hair, but I did not get the curl. I did not get that. I didn't get it. And I'd do anything what? For it.
You would do anything for it? Really?
I would do anything for it.
Oh, yes. My. Literally. I love you. I'm like, so can we, like, what can I ask? Like, what is the breakdown of, like what are your parents?
Right. So we have done cheek swabs. We have done the ancestry DNA. And I think there was like 30% European in my blood. Okay. But my parents are black. So like,
right.
My grandfather was black. He had green eyes. So there's something in that bloodline. But I mean, all of my relatives are black that I know of, obviously. All of them.
Right.
Right. But people will ask what I mix with, and I'm like, my parents are black. They're actually.
You're like, hello, I'm blackity black, 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 black,
black,
mixed with black, black, black.
Right.
That is a real thing. Like, literally, yeah. It's mind blowing. I'm still like, how? Okay, so I've been doing interviews for like the last couple of weeks with friends that we both know, and like three people, I think like Brittany Coleman, Ashley De La Rosa.
Uh-huh.
And somebody else, they're like, Rebecca. I'm like, how has Rebecca not already come on this thing? Like,
hilarious.
You've got a lot of hair.
I have a whole heap of it. Yes. A whole heap. And it's, I mean, so I don't like to wash my hair that often. I like to wash my hair like once a week. And okay. So that's why when I try to keep it with its natural wave, it lasts like one day, so then I have to wash it again in order to kind of like remanage it. So the best thing this summer in a pandemic was that I was able to get some knotless braids.
Yes.
And it did my heart so good.
Wait, did I see photos of this?
7 hours. I don't know.
Did you post?
Probably not, because I was also newly pregnant. So I was in hiding.
Oh, which I definitely want to talk about, but we're going to end with that because that is so freaking exciting.
That's the crazy thing. This is the first time I've like straightened my hair since I've been pregnant, and I definitely can tell a texture difference.
Really?
I have so much hang time. Yes. And the texture is just, first of all, when I took out my braids, I did lose a lot of hair. I had some to spare, so I wasn't like sad about
it. I think that's normal.
Yeah, so I lost a lot of hair, so my hair feels, it just feels a lot softer since becoming pregnant. So somehow the texture is becoming, it's like soft. It's literally just softer than it normally is. And so I'm thankful for that because we're here now in LA. In San Francisco, there was something about the water there. It made my hair, the water in the atmosphere, it made my hair very dry. So I had to do a lot of hair masks, and it was like a lot of maintenance and heat and like stuff on my hair. So for some reason in LA plus pregnancy, my hair has been able to like take a break.
Take a break.
Right, exactly. And so thankfully it's like softer now, but also like the pregnancy has changed my hormones. So like my hair makeup feels so different, which is like the wildest thing. And it's growing like, it's growing so fast. It's wild.
Are you going to keep growing it? Like, are you going to grow it to the ground? Are you going to cut it? What do you like?
To the ground. I'll probably honestly get braids again once we get closer to having the baby, because it's really hard to maintain my hair. Cause I'll have to like French braid it at night to wrap it up. And it's just like the whole process. And I want to get rid of a bit of the process when we're dealing with a newborn. But I won't cut it immediately. Yeah.
Okay. So, and don't worry, I definitely want to talk about that. So, so you're pregnant, your hair texture has changed. Are you able to use the same products that you were using?
I do use the same products. I haven't had my hair done. We've been in a pandemic, but I'm also scared to get my hair highlighted until I'm cleared by my doctor to do so.
Okay.
But I use the same products, and I have used the same products for probably 10 years.
What do you use?
I use Lush. I use Lush shampoo and conditioner on my hair.
You were using that on tour.
I'm telling you, it. Every time I try to switch away, it just doesn't like, so I switched to like in San Francisco trying to find something a little more moisturizing because I was like, maybe this conditioner isn't it because I was dealing with such dry hair with that atmosphere and the water there. And Ashley actually asked me about it too, Ashley De La Rosa. She was like, what's going on? My hair is so dry here, when she joined our company. And I was like, oh, it is wild. I was like, I've started to use hair masks. I've started to like literally start to try to use witchcraft on my hair to like figure out, because I was like, my hair is so dry and my hair is never this dry. And so I was trying to switch up products, and every time I would come back to my Lushes.
You always, so even when you do hair masks, do you do Lush hair masks?
I was trying other brands, and I'm not going to call them out because I'm not saying that their products aren't good. They just didn't work for me.
Okay.
So when I was using other brands' hair masks, I didn't feel like a real difference. I used one hair mask, and all it did was like make my hair greasy. And I was like,
okay.
You know, it just made it very heavy. And like I said, I level once a week. So I like to start super clean without a lot of products on my hair. And then that way it can just get dirty throughout the week and it doesn't start with a lot of like buildup and residue on my hair.
Do you like your hair more clean or more dirty?
I like to style it more dirty, but clean. I mean, clean, it's just a bit slippery. So like even my wig prep to get in my wig when it's clean, it's like pins right. are going everywhere. Like, so I right. like to style my hair and do things with it more dirty. But let me tell you what, this volume on a clean head, honey.
Honey, you look bomb.
You look bomb. Thank you.
You look so bomb. I remember one time, because you know on tour I used to wear so many wigs.
Yes. I love it.
Like, y'all didn't know what my actual hair looked like.
I know. That's wild.
I remember we were in an elevator, and I had, like, just washed my hair, and you could see my curls picking up, and you were like, is that a wig? I was like, no, girl.
Yes. Let them coil and show them off. I love it.
Seriously, but like, can we reminisce for a second? On tour, you used to scare the shit out of me. Like,
no. Dave,
where were we? Were we like in Chicago and you got to the dressing room before me and you were hiding underneath? Oh,
right. Yes. I thought, yes.
Underneath my freaking dressing station.
We're not going to act like you were innocent in these.
Excuse me?
We were trying to outscare each other.
I just happened what you're to talking
grow
about.
Up with two brothers, so I was better at it than you.
Wait. Well, I will say that I was racing you for a while.
Yes. Like, literally secretly. You changed your wig change to go into the dressing room so you could beat me into the dressing room.
But I never told you.
For the whole game.
I never told you about this game. It was just my own secret little, like, okay, right. This is exciting, an exciting game for me.
Right.
I'm going to beat Rebecca into That's the dressing room.
When I play hide and seek with our dog, I'll literally just, like, hide in the closet and, like, she doesn't even know I'm hiding. And Don will be like, babe, and I'm like, I can't answer because I'm waiting for the dog to come look for me. Like, literally, just my own games. My own games.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
what I also loved about you, like, and I got to watch it up close on tour, and I it's been confirmed that this is literally, like, it's your role. Like, you look out, like, you have a gift for, obviously, everyone loves you, period. That's a period. But when work, like, when business needs to get done, you are able to be direct and be like, this is what needs to happen. This is, like, and it's how, like, have you always been?
Well, my mom is a boss. And so, like, I feel like I learned from the best. You know what I mean? I feel like that I was able to watch her growing up and watch her be an assertive woman, you know, in a man's world. You know, she was rising the corporate ladder. And, you know, it was 30 some odd years ago. And I got to watch her be a boss. And so, like, I think it was so incredible to watch her handle situations, watch her hold her own in situations. And so I just feel like I learned from the best, you know, and it's not about, like, being nasty. It's not about anything other than business is business.
Right on. I mean, like, watching it is like, oh, that's how you, that's, I'm like trying to find that line. Cause I'm either, like, the nicest person you've ever met
or I'm terrifying. No, you're not. Literally the nicest person in the world. Like, actually,
we're going to quote that, folks. So pin that. Okay. So I want to know, okay. And you can tell me as much or as little as you want to, period. Okay. I want to ask you about Motown, your experience on Motown. How was the wig sitch? How was it on stage with wigs? How was it backstage with wigs? Like, what was your experience with hair?
We had, like, I think we had 150 on stage wigs in Motown. Oh. Yes, we had. I think I alone had 8 wigs in that show, but I loved them all. My favorite wig was my Marvelette wig, and it was so high and aggressive. And, you know, it was the 60s. It was Black women in the 60s. And I, like, it was my favorite. We had maybe 6-7 people in our wig room who had put on wigs. And, you know, it was like a well-oiled machine. You had a wig time. The wig room was, like, across the building from my dressing room. So that, in the middle of half hour, it was like a trek. So you had to be ready. And since we had so many, it was like, you know, you don't get a lot of time to be in the wig chair. Having subs in the wig room was brutal because everything did, it was like, it was on a time clock. And our quick changes would be really brutal because every quick change would involve a wig change. And so, so a sub was a bit scary sometimes. But
was there any Black people changing the wigs? Yeah. Got to think about it.
I'm going to go, no. Because I was like, I don't want to say the wrong answer.
But you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Dang it, Motown, really?
No,
not one?
We did not. The tour might have.
Okay.
But we did not. My first experience having someone Black, and it was Black woman, was Miss Lisa on Beautiful.
On Beautiful.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay.
But I can't say, me personally, I'm not exactly sure if it was, like, across the board. I can't say that we had issues with our wigs at Motown because like they weren't trying to... They weren't, like, textured wigs. And I feel like that's where we run into issues of not having people of color. Now, we should have been represented in the wig room just because, just off general principle. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not going to say that we had a lot of issues in terms of the women. Like, the men, I feel like this is, like, a overarching thing just with, like, equity and Broadway. And it's happened to me before when I wore my hair in a show. They ask you to get your hair cut and your hair maintenance, if you're wearing your own hair, by the wig room. But when the wig room is all white, I'm like,
no, thank you.
That. Yeah, and so.
I don't want that.
Yeah. So that happened to me doing Mamma Mia. They were like, oh, she can do your hair. And I was like, I'm sure she maybe would have had the skill set to do so. It just makes me uncomfortable because that's not what I'm used to. Do you know?
Right. Yes. I absolutely know what you mean. Yeah. And if I'm like getting my curls cut, I don't want somebody who doesn't cut curls to give me a trim.
Right. Right. And so, yeah. So I can't say that we had necessarily issues in that hair room in terms of the female black hair. The men, I think they were going elsewhere to get their haircuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. At least that was allowed.
Yes.
And so I've seen you do it, but it might have changed over the years. Tell me about your wig prep.
My wig prep.
How you get all that hair underneath.
It has changed. I think my current, so before the pandemic, my wig prep was just 4 braids that I would then bring around like a wrap. So I would do 2 braids on each side and bring it down so they had texture to pin into, because I found that doing pin curls in the front, because some wig supervisors would ask me to do a wrap to keep pin curls out of my hair, and then two pin curls in the front and 2 in the back, but I found so much breakage going on from that. So I found the braids to be a bit easier with the headband that they provide. I can't remember the name of it, but it adds a bit of texture in the front. So I would do the headband, and I would set the headband with 2 pop clips just on the side so it wouldn't break my hair off, because I was finding just a lot of breakage from the pins and the clips.
I mean, you were not alone.
it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah. And it's like when it's your job 8 times a week, especially when you're like, got to keep these wigs on, you're pinning them. Some people are more aggressive pinners. Like,
right. But there's,
it's like we want to keep our hair
in that slide. Like that you can feel the wig. Like
when the wig slides and you think
nothing worse.
When you think you're on stage and just like.
you're like looking at people on stage. You're like, how's my hairline? There's nothing worse. So I do everything I can to make it secure without trying to sacrifice as many edges as possible. But
right,
on
wait.
Wash day, I know that my wig is going to slip. So I'll have to add, you know, something extra.
Yes.
But I
right.
also do the netted cap. Do you do the netted cap on top?
I like the netted cap.
And then do a wig cap.
Oh. I was just liking the netted cap, but at Beautiful, they were like, you got to put the other one on.
Oh, so I put it over.
Yeah.
I put it under so it can, so that once again, it's just like another layer of security for that good, good hairline.
Honey, like literally, I'm starting to get so many memories of when we were in the freaking show together.
Oh my gosh. You,
one of those wigs, there was so much static when they had washed the wig.
Oh.
And
my gosh.
You came on stage.
And I was like, well, here we are, boys. Yes.
And I was so concerned. I was like.
So much static. But that's the thing with like traveling and the wigs and the different climates. It's like sometimes they would wash it. And then it's like, what happened?
You like, want me to go on?
You had one job. And I know that it's not their fault. I know like. We get different textures that are put in the wig, and so it doesn't necessarily act like our hair all the time. But there would be nothing worse than looking like Beetlejuice.
Crazy. Like, and how do you feel about that? Like, when you're in a show, especially when you have a lot of different wigs, going on stage in a wig that you don't feel good about versus a wig that you're like, oh, this is my favorite wig. Like, how does that affect you?
You know, I think I've learned, like, from a situation like Beautiful, I didn't understand how to speak up for myself. Because I feel like as an actor, you know, you take the note or you just do the job or you just put your head down. But I've learned to be like, hey, can we try it this way? Currently in Hamilton, there's a lot of mid-show swing-ons. And so I've learned that it's like, if my wig isn't ready, I'll sit in the chair. Hey, can we curl this? Hey, can we do this? Can we try this product on it? And I feel more... I feel like I have more of a voice as I have just grown in my artistry and understanding that my artistry is not only on stage, like it's on stage and off stage. So I'm allowed to say, hey, I'm not comfortable with this hairline. Can we move that down in a wig fitting? But I just, you know, when the gigs were first starting, I just didn't have that comfortability to feel like I could say that. Cause I felt like it's someone else's work and I'm just a part of their work instead of us working together.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like you had gotten that down by the time we started Beautiful. Like, you were able to do that. Like, whereas you saw how my shoes fit on stage, nothing fit me because I was just so happy to be in a show. I was like, yes, it fits.
Past that.
But I'm like, everything's perfect.
Yeah, it's like, fine. Felicia, my toes don't matter.
This does not fit you.
I'm at like, all.
It's fine. Yeah, so at Hamilton, are you wigged in that show? What is your position in that show?
Yes, I'm the female standby, so I cover all three female principals. And so, yes, I am wigged.
That's fierce, by the way. It's so fierce.
It's fun. I'm very thankful.
And so you have all the wigs?
Yeah.
Or
no? Wig for each character. And actually right now, my Eliza wig doubles as my Mariah wig. But I think they're in the process of changing that now. I think all standbys are going to have one wig per character.
Rebecca, I wish I could see you in the show.
I know you will. We coming back? I was going to say we're not going anywhere, but we are.
We're coming back. I think the second time that I saw Hamilton on Broadway, you were there in the audience supporting Donald. Your baby. Yes. That's a baby in your tummy. Your baby, you know, like the grown, your husband. Right. And it was so cool. Like, we went backstage and, like, got to meet everybody. You were like, Celicia, you look nuts. I was like.
No. It was so, it's just the whole, I mean, the show is exciting, you know. And
it is.
I feel like when we were there, I'm not sure that Donald was in it yet, but it was, like, in the height of, like.
No,
he was in it. You saw him in it.
Hold on.
I don't remember.
I know I have seen him in it, but right. Maybe I was with my other friend. I thought he was in it.
Who was I there? Well, I mean, it doesn't matter.
With Sarah Buckle.
Oh, he wasn't in it yet. We were on tour. We were still on tour.
Oh. Well, like,
I mean, once he got that government job, I was like, dear Beautiful. I'm going home to my husband.
Right. Like, so what is that like? Like, okay, seeing a show, loving the show. Now you're in the show and not just in it, but like with your person. Like, right. How?
Oh my gosh. I feel like that's a whole nother podcast.
I know. I'm so sorry, but I have to ask.
Instagram versus reality. You know what I mean? Like, Instagram is, oh my gosh, you're in a show with your person. How does that feel? Reality is rehearsals versus like him leading the show. And sometimes I'm not in the show. So I'm like walking into his dressing room with some fried fish at half hour. And he's like, I'm literally trying to get ready for the show. And I'm like, baby, you need some tartar sauce? And he's like, I can't eat.
I can't.
Meanwhile, I've been at work for like 4 hours rehearsing and my day is quote unquote over because I'm not on that night. And, you know, it very much allowed us to understand each other in a way that we didn't before. You know, we had to set different boundaries of like work versus home. We had to set like, I was good for him like running off stage for a bathroom break and me being like, hey, do you want me to get steaks from the grocery store to cook tomorrow for dinner? And he's like, I don't know. But like, those were my office hours, quote unquote. So that's when I had a chance to like respond to emails on behalf of us or talk to our parents or blah, blah, blah. Whereas he's had all day and I was at work all day. And so like, yes, the dream was, oh my gosh, we're at work together. I'm so excited. And the reality was a lot of that intermixed with, oh, we're at work. What is work for us? What is home life for us? And when do we take care of the two? And how do we not let the two mix in a way that it doesn't feel healthy for our marriage?
Right.
Which was like not what I expected so much, but it was such... it was such a great experience and I'm looking forward to more of it. And now with a child.
Right.
And so, but it just expands our means of communication because instead of it being a problem, it was so solution oriented of being like, hey, actually this is what I need. Or like, you know,
so you guys can communicate on a whole different level. It's just like,
and so it was really cool because I just thought that we would just be sitting in the dressing room taking pictures and like drinking glasses of wine.
I mean, but like, honestly, though, when people think of you guys, that's kind of what we're thinking, because it's like, you know, that you are like Black Broadway royalty. Like, I think power couples on Broadway, I think Leslie Odom and Nicolette, Donald Weber, Rebecca Covington Weber, like literally, like,
thank you.
These are our Black royalty power couples that we are looking to, and it's inspiring. Like, I can see how happy you guys are, and it gives me hope, because like, I am like, I might be single for all of my days, and I'm just like looking at couples, I'm like, are you guys really happy, or are you just putting on a face for like the world? And whenever I talk to you, whenever I'm looking at you, whenever I'm looking to you, Rebecca, it feels so genuine. Like, you really just love each other.
Donald is like unquestionably my person. And so I am thrilled, and I'm so happy daily that we are able to work together. But what I'm also thrilled about is that like the things that we have worked so hard for. And I think that's part of the payoff is like, I'm like, I had to go through all of those auditions as well. I had to want that for myself as right. well. It wasn't just like, oh, Donald got a job, you'll get a job. Or you got a job, Donald will get a job. It's like the opportunities that we've been presented with, we've worked so hard for. And right. so the payoff, but it, you know, it heightens the responsibility of being like, okay, this is like what the gift we've been given and blessed with. And then it's like, how do you use your gifts? You know what I mean? And so right. it's really cool to be able to like journey through work and life like with him, you know, as a partner and as my best friend. It's a blessing.
We're going to cut for a short ad break.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I cannot wait to see how you guys raise your babe, your baby. I cannot wait to see like what the hair on that baby's head looks like.
We talk about it so often because so with me not having curly hair, I am going to be calling, texting, YouTubing, because I really hope our baby has like the curliest, most magical hair ever.
Oh, yes.
Ever. See, like, when I was growing up, we didn't have flat irons. We had pink rollers with the paper. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. My mama had those.
So there was no, oh, you know, you can straighten the hair, you can blah, blah, blah. And so I'm just so excited to be able to learn so much. I really am so excited about whatever texture hair is going to happen. It's like one of the most exciting things for me.
This is awesome because I feel like a lot of, and not, you know, like a lot of people, especially when they don't have that kind of hair, they don't know what to do yeah. with like, I love my mom. I don't know. Like, I didn't feel like she really knew what to do with my hair growing Same. Up. And now it's like, you know, it's like yeah. there's a whole new generation of women with who are natural, who it's like, we are figuring it out. And also like, we care about the next generation right. as naturals. Like, there's all these right. little natural babies running around. And
well,
it's like,
we also grew up in a society that like our natural hair was like, why would you wear your hair like that? Why is
exactly.
your hair big? Why is your hair curly? Like, there was
But they didn't say big and curly. It was there was a lot more negative, right?
And so, like, but now I just love that we can wear our hair as an expression of ourselves however we want. When I do wear my hair in its most natural state, it is big and frizzy. There's probably 7 curl patterns in there, and nobody says a
that's
word.
Amazing.
Like, you know, there's like a curl Truly. Here and back here is straight, and it's literally like, well, we out here, and like. You know, right. but growing up, you know, it was like the guys would be like, oh, you have a lion's mane, or like, you know, your hair isn't tamed. And like, there was no joy in like being able to wear my hair on its own.
Sorry, I thought we had difficulties. Okay. Keep going. But truly, and you like
was gone.
You have done pageants. Yes. Hello, right? Who are you, Miss?
Well, I was like Miss something county. I don't remember. I didn't make it very far because they told me to lose 10 pounds and I was like, I don't need this.
I'm out. I don't need this. But like, okay, so you know, like in pageants growing up, at least back in the day, it was like your hair needs to be like straight and long and all of the, like put all the weave. You
your,
might not have needed
European
all that weave.
Way of beauty. And it's like, yeah, but like, that's good for y'all.
Good for y'all.
And I'm just as beautiful like, with my curls, all 7 curl patterns in my head. Okay.
Like, truly, it's just like things are changing. Our current Miss USA has a mane of just like natural hair.
I love that.
Miss Universe has a buzz cut.
Yes.
Like, it, things are different.
Yes, as it should be. Like, I love that we're finally evolving when it comes to hair. So, you know, it's like, so yeah, I'll straighten my hair, but I also just have no qualms wearing it big and however it decides. The humidity helps a lot. If I'm in a humid, like when we were in Puerto Rico, when I'm on vacation, the humidity will help my curls a lot.
You're the only person who has said that on this podcast. Really? So far. You're like, humidity. Well, yes.
It,
everyone's
it lasts
like,
for like a day. Yeah, because you guys have much tighter curls. Like, I finally, it will tighten my curls up a bit.
Oh,
to where it actually is curly, not wavy. Do you know? So, yes.
Okay, so, and we'll start to wrap up here. I am so excited when I saw your announcement for your baby. First of all, I watched it the first time on mute, and I was like, oh my gosh, the Webbers, they're starting their own YouTube series. Oh, maybe they got a reality. Is this a reality show? Did they get a reality show? Literally, that's what I thought. And I was like, I liked it. And then later it popped back up on one of my feeds, either Facebook or Instagram, and the sound was on. I was like, wait. Oh my gosh, they're gonna have a baby,
a whole child,
a whole child. Rebecca, I feel like you've been ready. You have been ready to be a mother. Like, you're like, don't speak for me. You have been like mom material. It's just in your bones. You're going to be such a good
mom. Thank you. I'm very, very excited. We have had such a journey in terms of getting to this pregnancy. I had fibroids, which I had to have surgery on last year to have it removed. Ooh. And so I was shocked when we found out we were pregnant because we thought it was going to be like, it was a hard journey. And so then when we waited and then tried again, it like happened on the first try. And it's like, It literally, I'm like, God has just blown my mind in 2020. Like, it's incredible.
Where was he around? Was Donald around when you got the results? When
oh,
you
he
knew,
was asleep,
no?
But I woke him up. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. It was actually.
And you had just taken a test and you were like.
7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. And then I ran in the room and woke him up. He was like, what's wrong? I was like, I'm pregnant. And we went and got like smoothies.
Not mimosas. You're like, right, we got like,
oh, let's go get coffee. But then we remembered it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, we're not going anywhere. So we just sat in here and like giggled and like looked at each other. We were like,
we're gonna be kids.
It was the craziest thing. But it's so
like, all of Broadway is wrapping their arms around you. Like, so excited for you. So happy for you. Rebecca, you deserve every good thing. God's going to continue to bless you. And it's so fun watching all the blessings in your life and to watch like it continue to happen. You just deserve it. I'm so happy.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I thank you. But it's literally all God. Like it's like literally only God and all God. So we're just very thankful. Very, very thankful.
Only God and all God, folks. Rebecca Covington, thank you. Come on, folks. And the crowd goes wild.
I'm like, da 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 da. Thank you so much for coming on here and for chatting with me for a little bit. I love you so much. I'm so excited for you. I'll be watching for your post for the baby updates.
Okay. No, I think there'll be some posts, some updates this week.
Hallelujah! All right, I love you. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later, girl. Bye! Rebecca Covington Weber, everyone, is a real-life unicorn. I'm so happy to call her my sister and to know her. She's so beautiful. I cannot wait to meet her new baby! Make sure to follow her on Instagram at RoRoWeb. Love her. Love you, Rebecca. Shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode. Y'all, if you haven't already, rate this podcast, leave me a review, follow us on Patreon, tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Oh, thank you guys for listening. It means so, so much. This is Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and see you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.